In today's episode, I want to talk about something really important. It's important for a few reasons. We're all familiar with X Factor. The idea of an X Factor is often used to define something hard to describe, some element or point of difference. We often know it when we see it. It might be charisma, it might be a superpower, but in the online world, it's often something we might describe as a strong personal brand. For my clients, it often becomes an area of intense focus because they quickly learn the simple fact: superpowers are cool for a reason. They make everything easier. They amplify everything, making you more effective. Hi there, and welcome back to Amplify, the Digital Marketing Entrepreneurs podcast. I'm Bob Gentle, and every Monday I'm joined by amazing people who share what makes their business work, and every Wednesday, just me talking about something relating to some aspect of the kind of work I do with clients in any area of digital marketing. If you're new to the show, then take a second right now to subscribe in your podcast player so you don't miss new episodes, and you can grab some older ones when you're finished with this one. Don't forget to join our Facebook group. Just visit amplifyme.fm/insiders and you'll be taken right there. So welcome along, and let's talk about personal branding. Before we get too deep into personal branding, let's explore how work, customers or sales come to us. It's almost always in one of a small number of ways. First, it can come through referrals. And for a lot of people, referral sales is all they get. People recommend you and you get a call or an email. Referrals always feel nice because they come with a strong social signal and they convert really, really well. Then there are inbound sales. These are the sales which come to you as a result of advertising or content marketing. Lastly, there are outbound sales prospects. These are the people you or your company actively reached out to. In many businesses, this is where they focus on entirely because it's traditionally felt to be the easiest to control and to predict and to scale. But this isn't a video about sales, but personal branding. And I want to show you how you can start putting a little distance between you and your competition across all three channels with a small investment in your own personal brand. We all kind of know this deep down. Anyone whose job it is to bring new opportunity into a business will be familiar with networking events of all kinds. Some even go deep into referral marketing and join groups specifically for that. All these things are right, but they don't scale well and they're time consuming. I know people who go out for lunch all the time, eating with different people every day. I don't know about you, but I don't have that kind of time. But instinctively, we know that if people know who we are and what we do, then opportunity will flow to us more easily. So how can we take this principle and amplify it? How can we scale personal branding outside of the traditional small business network? Traditionally, people would use things like TV ads. And in the US, it's very common to see small business owners' faces on the side of billboards. But again, that's expensive and not really very scalable or sustainable. So what is a personal brand? First of all, what's a brand? Branding is often summed up as what people say about you when you're not in the room. So to build a strong personal brand, we need to achieve two things at scale. One, people need to know who we are. And two, people need to know what we're about. The first is fairly easy. Visibility is essentially very simple. You need to go where the eyeballs are. But the difficulty comes when you realize that when you have the eyeballs, you need to say something. What do you want people to say about you when you're not in the room? You get to decide. We want people to understand our values, our ethics, our experience, our integrity, our mission, and our story. We also want them to understand the features and benefits of our products or services. This is not going to happen by accident. You're going to need to show up where people are and express yourself. And you're going to need to do it on a one-to-many basis. You can do this through writing, speaking, video, audio. These are your options. You can get creative about it, but these are the basic elements. Start exploring ideas like speaking at events and not just attending them. Making short videos, or like this one, a podcast. Post them on social media regularly. Guesting or hosting on other podcasts and not just listening. These are the things which go much further to build your personal brand than crap posting on social media like everyone else in your space. For a lot of people, me included, this is some scary stuff. Most things worth doing are scary. Rejection sucks, But you can't have all the advantages of a strong personal brand without understanding that you will not be for everyone. You can't have a strong attraction without an equally strong opposite force. Building a strong personal brand will help your business. High profile people are high profile for a reason, not because they love the attention or the occasional criticism, but because it works. They get in front of more opportunity than the rest of us. People are magnetically drawn to people they see as high profile. A strong personal brand will positively impact inbound sales, outbound sales, and referral sales. Instead of being one of many, you'll be the one among many. Every prospect takes a journey on the road to becoming a customer, and your strong brand becomes a powerful beacon on that journey, which can draw them powerfully in your direction. Nobody wants to make themselves intentionally miserable, unless you're a complete narcissist, okay, or naturally confident. The work needed to build a strong personal brand will be uncomfortable sometimes. You need to be clear on why you're doing it. Hopefully I made some contribution towards helping you understand that the benefits are many and varied. It takes time, and as the old saying goes, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time to plant a tree is right now. So get started. Before I go, just a quick reminder to subscribe, and if you haven't already, then join our Facebook group. You can find a link in the show notes. Just visit amplifyme.fm/insiders. I would love to connect with you on social media. You can follow me wherever you hang out. You'll find me at Bob Gentle. And if you do, then message me so I know and I can follow you back. If you enjoyed the show, then I would love for you to review it on iTunes. It would mean a lot to me, and it's the very best way to help me reach more subscribers. My name is Bob Gentle. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you on Monday.